Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I got a very special Vegas episode. First time I've been on the road. I got Kevin Lee with me. How are you, Kevin?
What's going on?
As well as one of my best friends, slash comedian, slash co-wrestling coach,
yeah.
Brian Swinehart is here. We are on Tip of Fighter. The podcast is on Tip of Fighter. And so is Kevin. So
I'm on Tip of Fighter.
So if you like the podcast, you like what we're doing, you want to show your appreciation, we will gladly take your tips, help pay for stuff, equipment, everything else, my lifestyle, food. Yes, so Tip of Fighter. Yes, not food. But anyway, but Tip of Fighter, Tip of Podcast, Adam Hunter on Tip of Fighter. Well, thank you guys. Also, the new MMA Roast t-shirts are out. Make sure you pick one up. But enough about that. I'm really happy. Kevin, we were just talking off when you came in. I was showing you my brace I'm wearing for my ACL, and you can't believe how it happened, right?
Yeah. You know, if a guy's holding a submission and he fucking blows your ACL out, we got to stand up. I got to throw blows.
That's really?
It. Yeah, we going to blows.
But I think it was my fault for not tapping. I should have tapped.
No. It's that's not up to you, you know. It's up to him. He's the one putting the submission on. We wouldn't stand for it.
It was some weird Eddie Bravo lockdown. I guess
like an electric chair sweep.
Electric chair.
Yeah. And which, I mean, it's a sweep. It's not even a submission. You know, there's no way. You know, if we was at the gym and we was at Drysdale or something and somebody pulled that, we wouldn't win the blows, for real.
Really?
Yeah, I would have whooped his ass.
But I've heard a lot of people have been saying that they know people or they blew their ACL with the same electric chair sweep. Do you think maybe it should be banned in gyms, like, or just guys just have to know?
Yeah. You just gotta, you know, you gotta whoop a few guys' ass. If you would have whooped his ass, he wouldn't have done it again, you know? And then nobody else in that gym, they would have been like, oh, wait. Hold on. Every time I grab a leg, I might get hit in the head. Because to go for an electric chair sweep, you need both hands anyway. Stand up and, you know, if he's going too hard, give him a few. He'll learn.
I think it was my fault. I think I should have tapped. I was being stubborn. I'm like, this dude's not going to. It was this little, like, fat Asian dude. I had already tapped a guy with an arm bar like 3 seconds before, and I'm like, oh, you know what, this will be
feeling
fun.
I'm feeling good.
And then he got me in it, and he was very flexible. I guess he was like a gymnast or something. And I know so many people that have told me, dude, the same thing happened to me. And I mean, it's effective. I know that it's effective of people. So like, what, you know, Eddie Bravo, what he's teaching is winning. I haven't seen anybody do it in a UFC match or MMA match because I think when you're down
because it takes two hands, you know. Most leg locks and stuff like that, unless you can rip it right away, a sweep like the electric chair sweep is just not going to work in MMA. You know, you need two hands. Everybody's like looking to stay on top too. When those guys are rolling down to Eddie Bravo, they don't mind, you know, playing guard a little bit. You know, they'll pull guard. If the guy sweeps him, they'll pull guard. In MMA, is none of that. You know, we stay on top. So guy would just stay on top and start beating your face in.
How do you feel about, like, as far as like that grappling, guys starting in butt scoop position or guys
talking about this the other day. What's his name? The dude, my brother, he was looking at him, and the guy in dunking guard and all this, and where he would start inverted. And I was saying it the other day at the gym. If he started with me, I would kick the shit out of him. I would lock around his waist and I would just toss him around for like 30 seconds.
Really?
Full force as bad as I can. Yeah, that shit's
because,
silly.
Well, isn't it like, aren't you supposed to get points for takedowns? And if you start with that, then you're taking away
silly,
the guys.
You know, I think it's embarrassing, you know? And if you're going to try and embarrass me, I kick him. I give him the hardest leg kick. I wouldn't even kick him in the head. I give him the hardest leg kick that he's ever felt.
In a grappling class?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. They didn't pay you no way. So.
You would get thrown out of the class.
I swear to God. I swear to God. This is not a joke, Adam. If I go down and I do like a what do you call them? Like a metamorphosis or something like that. And the dude starts coming at me backwards like that, I'm going to give him the hardest leg kick that he's ever felt, for real.
You know what? I see both sides to it. I see that it's actually helping the guy who's not good at takedown defense. You're not losing points. And a guy who's good at those kind of sweeps, that's a tactical way of winning. But I do think that, you know,
it takes away the point of jiu-jitsu, you know? It just, to me, like when you see the guy do it, what's his name? That You know who I'm talking about. He like embarrasses guys and like rolls around and starts every round in donkey card. It's like
Eddie Bravo.
No.
Oh, that guy who's like the announcer.
What's his name? I'm gonna think of his name later. I'm gonna tell you.
Ryan Hall.
No, not Ryan Hall. He makes an embarrassment of it.
Right.
We'll pull it up on YouTube later. But you know, it just takes away from the sport of jiu-jitsu, you know? It's like that one, there's a clip going around where the guy, he starts with his hands on the ground like John Jones, you know, because you can't kick the guy in the face, and it's like an amateur fight, and the first thing the guy does right off the bell is kick him square in the face, knock him out, you know? Like, you gotta do it, you gotta teach him a lesson, you know?
Okay.
If he started backwards like that in that donkey guard bullshit, I'd kick the shit out of him.
Speaking of which, your last fight, I was at your last fight, man. I was so happy for you. You were the underdog.
Yeah.
They were giving the other kid, it was a 3-1 underdog. I actually bet on you, and I actually ended up parlayed it, which I screwed up my parlay, but I would have won if I just would have bet on you.
Smart man. Smart man. You didn't do it with Claudia, did you?
No, not with Claudia. I forgot. Trevor Smith, I think it was. Or Anthony Smith.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anthony Smith, just because he came to my show. So, and I saw his last fights. He's actually a really good fighter. He just got caught with like one of those things. He couldn't defend the guy's takedown. And,
yeah, it happens. You know.
But your fight... Now, they stopped it first round. Jake Matthews had a lot of heat behind him.
Yeah, he was a tough kid. You know, I think those are the fights that I do better in, is when I feel like the guy's dangerous, you know, and I feel like the guy's tough. It's the fights that if I'm like half-assed about, you know, because I don't feel any real danger from the guy, which is, you know, dumb on my part, but
right,
you know, a guy like Jake Matthews, he's one of the toughest guys in the division. He's huge too. He's a big dude. He's strong. You know, young. He's younger than me, and you know, I just have more experience and was able to take him out of there. But
well, there was one time in the match where you guys, I think you both had underhooks or under over, yeah. and he was trying to hip toss you, and I'm like, that's not going to happen Kevin Lee, against a wrestler, against a, you know, a state champ. And then that was your way to get him down. And once you were on top, he couldn't get out.
Yeah. Once I was on top, but, you know, it's just I'm really hard to shake on top, too. You know, I feel I'm one of the strongest guys in at 155. So once I get my hands locked around somebody, it's hard for him to shake me off. So, you know, the kid was good, though. He'll be back and he'll be stronger. He hits hard. And
now, does the day before weigh-ins help you? I would think it would, because.
Yeah, it did as far as recovering. Because yeah. I got to eat three times, you know. I normally only get to eat once, you know, because we don't weigh in until, you know, weigh-ins are at 4. You ain't going to weigh in until 4:30. They're going to keep you afterwards. Dana's going to give you, like, you know, his little speech and, you know, go out there and win and blah, blah, blah. Like, we didn't already know that anyway.
Right.
So he's going to keep you to at least 5:30. I ain't get to dinner till 7 usually. So I only get to eat once, you know,
right,
before the fight. This time I got to eat three times. I felt much better. The only thing I didn't like was how early it was, you know. You had to weigh in between 8 and 10, and I pretty much stayed up all night cutting weight. You know, I didn't get no sleep. I slept for maybe like, I closed my eyes for 30 minutes. And then woke back up at like 3:00 in the morning and finished cutting the weight. So I didn't really like the earliness of it, but... You know, it's just a timing.
I was happy for you, though, because I'm like, all right, because the only time I feel like you've ever gotten hurt was when you were doing the IV and doing wrestling weight cuts, just, you know, not smart, losing 30 pounds week before.
That was the first time that I got hurt was in December, and that was the first fight that I didn't use an IV to weigh in. And you know, I'm not saying that's the reason why, but it definitely don't help. You know, for that fight, I came in, when I walked into the cage, I was maybe like 173, you know, 174, like smaller than I'm normally. For this last fight, I was 179, you know, so it's almost like 6 pound difference.
You came in 24 pounds heavier?
For this last fight, yeah.
Wow.
But for the fight before that, before December, I was like, you know, 173. That's almost like 5-6 pounds of water, you know. That ain't good, you know.
That's still 24 to gain 24 pounds overnight. That you're playing.
Yeah, but I cut a lot of weight too, you know.
Cutting your dick off? I mean, what are you doing? That's fucking crazy.
It was the name of the game, you know.
Now, after the fight, you called out Ally Aquinta. You said, "Come on, man!" And then you guys got into a Twitter war, and then it was you versus Al at Aljamain.
Yeah.
What happened here?
You know, I know Aljamain. Aljamain's cool. You know, we cool, but, you know, we, you know, Black Power, you
right.
know, Aljamain. But I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure Aya Kenta was drunk too.
Right.
And so I was like egging him on a little bit. You know, I just want to fight. That's it. Like, we can put all the, you know, all the bullshit, whatever. I just want to fight. If he was here in Vegas, I thought he was here in Vegas because Aljamain was here in Vegas. So, you know, I started talking to Aljamain. I'm like, where y'all at? I'll come down there right now.
Why would you do that?
What you mean?
You're getting paid to fight. You're a professional fighter. You get money to fight. That's how you. That's how you pay. You got kid. You have a kid, right?
No.
You have a wife still?
Hell no. Hell, I ain't got no kid.
No more wife.
Yeah, wife.
You got a wife. You got a family.
No kid though.
Okay, no kid. All right, but you get paid to fight. You are one of the top echelon athletes in the world. Why are you gonna go fight Aljamain and Aya Kenta there? I mean, come on, what is that going to prove?
Come on, man. I don't know. It's, you know.
So you beat him in the hotel room?
The way I grew up, you know. It's like, I wasn't actually going to fight him, you know.
Right.
It's just.
But then you called him the N-word, and then Aljamain got mad or something?
No, I just, you know, this is the way I talk. So, right. You know. And then Aljamain, I think that's when he butted in. And then he left his little location on the tweets.
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker, where y'all at? Like, I come right now. Like, you know, because I was talking mad shit. I was talking mad shit the whole time about how he's going to whoop my ass next time he sees me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, sign the fight, you know?
Yeah.
I'll sign my contract. I'll write the fucking contract, you know? We ain't got to wait for Joe. I'll write a contract right now.
Right.
And I'll sign it. So, but the whole time he was avoiding the fight, he's talking about fighting Thiago Alves. So, you know, whatever. If a man don't want to fight, I'm not going to force him.
I feel like everyone that you try to fight, they don't fight. They don't put in front of you. Like Sage Northcutt, I thought you were gonna call out Sage.
What am I gonna do?
And then
that's the one I'm gonna push. That's the one we've been pushing for now. Word on the block is they want to get him out of there for that shit performance that he put in.
UFC, oh, really? 20. They want to get him out of the UFC.
They need to go ahead and feed him to the wolves. I'll be the pack leader. Go ahead, feed him to the wolves,
right.
Please.
You're not worried about his karate at all?
He's embarrassing them. He's embarrassing
his karate. You're not worried about?
No. Do I look like I'm worried about?
Now, what do you think about like MVP's karate and some like this resurgence of karate coming back? Like Wonder Boy is working great for him.
Yeah, but you know the guy like MVP, it's hard to say because you know he ain't fought nobody, so you know he's fighting guys he's supposed to knock. You're supposed to do that, you know.
Yeah,
they're setting him up good to fight guys. Somebody like Wonder Boy just isn't karate. You know, he's got the whole. You know what I mean? Back when he was just karate, then it was easy to kind of deal with him. But now, especially in these last few fights, he's got the whole package. So
yeah,
he's a fighter.
At the same time, his chin
karate.
He's got a good chin, but his chin he can't be rocked. I mean, Ellenberger had him almost out.
Yeah, he can get hit. You know, but that's just a style of. Because he's been doing karate for so long, you know, you can't hit in the face. So it's hard to kind of break those habits.
But right.
He's got a good chin. He's a good fighter.
So this week, right, Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor, we're going to just run down the whole card. My opinion is that Nate Diaz is too big for Conor McGregor. He walks around at like 210. He's a big guy. He's coming to 170. McGregor walks around at 175. He's cutting 5 pounds. I was at the first fight. Conor was landing at some good punches. Couldn't seem to really hurt Nate.
Yeah.
I think now with a full camp, I don't see how Nate loses this fight. But I'm just a comedian. You're a fighter. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you there. You know, I've been around both of them. Conor is definitely a lot smaller. He can't hang at 55 for sure if he's talking about long-term.
170.
Yeah, I mean, this, but they're both 55ers.
Yeah.
You know, let's not make no, you know, they're 55ers just fighting at 170. But, you know, guys like me, like I got a much bigger frame than a guy like Conor. But Nate's huge. Nate, you know, I've been around Nate. Nate's fucking big. Nate's almost as big as his brother, you know. It's just, I told you this like a couple years ago. Nate's easy to beat, you know.
Come
Nate's
on,
got 12 losses or however how many losses he got. He got like double digit losses,
yeah.
And most of them are by the same method: kick his legs. Don't fucking, you know, just don't. He's a horrible competitor. He's a great fighter, but he's a horrible competitor. He doesn't change anything, you know. We know exactly how Nate's gonna come. He's gonna come punches and bunches. Kick his legs, take him down. You know, counter him with one hard shot instead of throwing four or five little pitter-patter shots. And, you know, it's an easy fight to win if Conor comes with the right game plan. My money is going to be on Conor because just it's hard for me to see him beating him. You know, I don't really think he's going to knock him out. I don't think he's going to submit him. But I just feel like Conor's going to do it.
You think so?
I've been around, you know, because Conor's been here training in Vegas. So, you know, I've been, you know, word gets through the gyms really quick. He brought out one of my good training partners to train with him for this fight. And
who's that?
He fights damn near exactly like Nate? I don't know if I should say his name.
Come on, it's 3 days before.
Say his name. Hey, yeah, Juice. Jusola is his name. You know, not really like a big name yet, but the kid fights exactly like Nate Diaz. He's 6 foot tall. He's a long southpaw. He's fucking high every single day. You know, I'm not joking either. But he's a damn good fighter, and he can box his ass off, you know? And the first time they sparred, he put hands on Connor, and then the second time, Connor whooped his ass. So that to me, that's a sign that somebody Connor is somebody
what, who can now, is this guy a pro?
Yeah, he's a pro.
What's his record? I mean, because you could emulate somebody in the gym doesn't mean that you're that guy. I mean, or...
Exactly, yeah. I mean, true. But it regardless, though, it showed to me that he can at least make adjustments, you know? He's already fought Nate. I think he can make the adjustments. He made the adjustments to whoop on Juice
I heard his cardio is great for this fight. I heard that Connor's cardio is great. He was embarrassed. He's not doing much press, which I think is good.
Yeah.
He's not talking a lot of shit. But at the same time, you know, if he loses,
it's over. They can sell the Jose rematch, but
yeah,
you're right.
I mean, he's got a lot more to lose, but so does Nate. And the thing is Nate is hungry. You know, when you have $20,000 in your bank account or whatever he had, and then all of a sudden you go to $20,000 to $1 million, you're on. I mean, Nate's been smiling a lot more than I've ever seen him smile.
True.
You know, he's done a lot more interviews, seems happier. He's probably got, I mean, I'm sure he has a girlfriend, but.
True. And Connor's not talking as much shit, so it might not, you know. Because the Diaz brothers, they need a fight, you know, they're fighters. They're fighters more than, you know, you got three things. You got a fighter, you got an athlete, and you got a competitor, you know? They're fighters.
Right.
Fighters need a good reason to fight you.
I hope Nate wins, but I don't know.
That's why the guys that come with a good game plan always beat the Diaz brothers because they don't drag them into a fight, you know? You're talking about George St. Pierre, Ben Henderson, you know, guys who won't get sucked into that fight. Connor, in the first fight, he wasn't that. He could easily be that, but he wasn't, you know?
And now they're saying he was really sick the night before and this and that.
Yeah. They all say that.
Now, Anthony Johnson versus Glover Teixeira. I guess Glover's never been stopped. I didn't know that, but that seems to be. That's my little brother told me, Max. Anthony Johnson is the problem with cardio. I still think Anthony Johnson hits too hard, too athletic, too good for Glover.
Yeah, knockout. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's going to be, yeah. My money's on the knockout, for sure.
Brian?
Knockout. He said
knockout.
Thanks,
that's
Brian.
My two words for the show.
For the show?
For the show.
Knockout?
Knockout.
What round?
I'll say second round knockout. You know, he'll hurt him in the first. He won't put him away, and then in the second, it'll be too much.
It's funny about Anthony Johnson that none of his opponents ever talk shit about him. They don't want to get this guy riled up. It's like everybody's knows this is the guy. Just don't fuck with him. Like,
yeah. He's one of those guys. You know, when you spar somebody like that or something, you don't want to hit him too hard. Because then he's going to come back hard, you know? I sparred with Uriah Hall last week to get him ready for his fight. And that's my main goal. Don't hit Uriah too hard. Because then it's going to fucking hurt after that, you know?
Who's Uriah fighting?
He's fighting Derek Brunson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got a good fight.
They're talking shit to each other, too.
He's got a good fight coming up.
I think Uriah posted his phone number or something on Twitter.
Did he?
Yeah, they're going back and forth.
I didn't see. Yeah. I've been MIA on Twitter for like 2 or 3 weeks.
That's a good fight, Anthony. Man, I don't know who wins that fight, Derek. It's like Brunson's got really good wrestling, underrated wrestling, and that seems to be Uriah's weakness. At the same time, Hall, he's a fucking,
you know, I got to go with my boy Hall.
You got to go with Hall?
I got to do it. I think he's going to be knocked out, yeah.
Also on this card, okay, let's break down the card. Raquel Pennington versus Liz Phillips. I got Raquel all day. You?
Yeah, Raquel. She's gritty. She's gritty enough. She'll take a decision.
Yeah, I think so also. And then Tim Means is fighting. He has a new opponent. Do you know who that is? His new opponent is?
No, who? It's like a newcomer, wasn't it?
Yeah, Means has been out for 2 years, which sucks, you know. But I think it was one of those things. By the way, they're saying now, breaking news, that Dana White said that John Jones did not test positive for what everyone thinks he did test positive for something.
Really?
He said he did take something that he didn't notify. His problem was he didn't notify. He did take USADA. Something, USADA, but it wasn't a steroid.
Really?
Of what everyone thinks he took.
Interesting.
Maybe it was the Viagra.
He popped for the estrogen blockers, wasn't it? You know, I said before that fight, and, you know, I was going to tweet it too, but I had my own fight coming up. You know, I fought on Friday. He was supposed to fight on Saturday. And me and my manager, we were up in the hotel room when we were watching the embedded. And John Jones was like 210 pounds, like the week out from the fight.
Yeah.
On that embedded. He was like 215, something like that. And his body looked really, really soft. And I was going to go down right to the casino and put all my money on Cormier.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for real. Yeah.
He looks, I mean, he didn't look like...
I thought Cormier for sure.
But wasn't he looking like a bodybuilder before that?
He just looks, you know, his body just looks soft to me, you know? I don't know. I think that it's so much evidence against that bodybuilding and powerlifting. I mean, that's a horrible idea for an athlete. I don't see who the fuck, why would, you know, Greg Jackson even said it himself. He's like, that's a horrible idea. Who did that? Like, why did he do it for a year when he was off?
John Jones is just one of those dudes that gets his mind on something and then just, you can't
just
tell him no.
Wants, huh?
You can't tell him no.
I mean, that's it. It was a horrible idea, though.
And I think that's what makes him so great, is that his, like, ability to, his ability to just say no, to not listen, to just whatever he wants
to do.
To
do the wrong things
to do whatever he wants
to do. And still
do
it right.
Yeah, like...
I guess.
At the same time, it's like, damn, dude, it sucks because, you know, you watch these 30 for 30s on Daryl Strawberry or Dwight Gooden or Lawrence Taylor. You see these great athletes, and they you know, now they're 50 or 60, and their bodies are broken down a little bit. And
they
have a lot of regret.
I think Cormier said it right, though. John Jones is like the oldest 29-year-old that you ever see. Like, his body been through like four or five changes at 29. You know, I'll just say it's weird. I thought it was weird before the fight, seeing his body like that. I thought it was weird. I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know if he was trying to bulk up and go to heavyweight after beating Cormier, what he was trying to do, and then he backed off and was like, oh, fuck, I can get off this shit and, you know, start using those estrogen blockers. I don't know.
I'll tell you, though, I've never met anyone whose teammates have been so divisive about him. Either his teammates love him and they swear by him, or his teammates are like, no comment, or I don't hang with that dude, or he does whatever he wants, or that's John Jones for you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And we're talking like great fighters that are saying this. Yeah, it's not like, you know, the scrubs at the gym who no one talks to. Not that those guys are bad to talk to. You always want to talk to everybody. But, like, I'm talking about, like, guys who are ranked number third in their division are like, yeah, I don't fuck with Jones. And guys who I really trust as people do not say good things about John Jones.
Yeah, I never really liked Jones up until he started getting into all this trouble. And then I actually started to like him a little bit. I used to hate John. As a fan, you know, I only met him a few times. He's always been cordial to me, always been nice, but I used to didn't like him. And then he kind of won me over a little bit once he started getting into trouble. But then he's still doing that, Jesus first, and, you know, all the, it's bullshit. Like, when is he going to give up the act?
When he hit a pregnant woman and fled the scene, that was when I said, all right, enough. Enough is enough.
Go to Mike Tyson. You know?
If like, you want to do cocaine, if you want to smoke weed, if you want to cheat on your wife, that's your thing.
Tyson, during a press conference, said he was going to rape a man. You know? And people loved him for it. John Jones, at the same press conference, is saying how popping for steroids is good for him. And it's Jesus's plan, you know? Does he not see that that's not going to work? I don't understand. Like, he's got a horrible PR. He's got a horrible strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
You're right. He does all the wrong things.
And all the wrong
does
things.
Does right, you know?
Yeah. But when that happened, when you flee the scene of an accident and there's a pregnant woman in the car and you come back to get your drugs and money and then leave again, I just can't hang with you anymore. Like, that's it. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, like, I can't support that.
Yeah,
and it bothered me that the crowd was cheering him and booing Cormier.
Well, again, that's really the realest that you've seen of John Jones, you know, is that. That's who he is. Like, and I think that's what kind of won people over a little bit. Like, all right, well,
we have a villain.
But you like him. I don't know why. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know psychology like that. I don't know why, but people like that.
I think it's just one of those things that people really love talent. And sometimes they look past how you have a lack of character if you have a lot of talent.
Yeah,
and personally, I like Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown beat the living shit out of Rihanna. Like after that, I'm like, I'm not a fan of Chris Brown. Like, fuck that. Yeah. But he's got good music. But he's got good music, and people will still support him.
And you never know what she said to him.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Oh, really?
I mean,
bro, come on. No, man. I'm sorry. Once you beat the shit out of a fucking 104-pound woman or whatever else Rihanna weighs, it's over. I'm sorry. I don't care how good your songs are.
No comment.
Oh, come on, man.
But, you know, I just think, I don't know the psychology behind it. I think people want to be, people like what they want to be, you know, or something that they're not, you know? You like something that you aren't. People like Jones, maybe because of you know, he's a great athlete, all this. But people also like the lifestyle, you know? I mean,
on the other hand, look, everyone, we are a country of second chances. Everyone deserves a second chance, okay? So people make mistakes. You know, some people, the people make mistakes and you want to say, okay, you made a mistake. All right. But, you know, then you stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's like O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, people had pretty much forgiven him in some ways for what he did. And then he fucking, it's like, what?
And then John Jones, this is what, 4 strikes?
Yeah, I mean, okay,
you know,
it was one thing.
Wrapping the Bentley around with 2 strippers in the back, you know?
Yeah.
That's,
and the cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's
like
just
the
like,
start
come
of the
on,
whole.
Man. And that's the problem is that the more the fans, at some point, fans become enablers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
'cause what's fucked up is, regardless, Jones's return will be $1 million pay-per-view. Like, you know,
oh yeah,
can't wait. He's gonna make more money in his return after doing all this shit than he will probably combined in his career.
But if I was the UFC, I would. I mean, well, maybe if he really didn't take what they said he did, but I mean, if he really did take steroids, if I was the UFC, I would just cut him.
No, you can't.
Because the problem is that then he goes to Bellator, and then the best fighter in the world is in Bellator, I guess.
Money speaks. Overall, you know, I mean, we all got our. You know, it's hard to.
Yeah, but what else is he gonna do?
It's kind of hard to say because you know he was this. If you give a guy like that at 23 millions and millions of dollars and like just free reign of the world.
Right,
it's kind of hard to judge. You know, I don't know.
It's honestly hard to judge, Kevin.
My thing is, I grew up around like a lot of people who made a lot of fucked up decisions, like a lot of dumb decisions. You know, people just sold drugs all day. You know, and it's easier to sit back, I think, and look at that and be like, well, why don't you just go get a job, or you know, why don't you just go to school? You know, it's hard when you know, like my pops, he grew up. You know, he went to jail a couple of times. You know, his mom kicked him out the house at 15. Could you imagine being 15 years old, like living on your own? You know, nobody waking you up to go to school. You know, nobody doing this. Like, what you gonna do? You gonna sell drugs? And that same kid at 15 is gonna grow into 22. You know, and all he's known is to sell drugs and rob people and stuff like that. So it's hard to.
It is, but John Joe. But at a certain point, you have to say, all right.
Enough is enough.
Here's your fourth chance. Okay, here's your fifth chance. You know, here's your sixth chance. At a certain point, you got to say enough is enough. And if any other fighter than John Jones would have pulled the shit, if you would have done what John Jones did,
I would have been smoked.
You would have been
crazy?
Out. You would have been out.
Are you crazy?
It would have been Kevin who? Kevin's
smoked.
On the roster.
Oh,
you know,
would have been horrible.
And that's an issue. You know, that's also an issue. But I understand when you're that good and you sell tickets and it's a business, and you also, I guess, there are the people who say, listen, these guys are fighting for a living. They're fighters. They're not teachers. They're not. If a teacher gets caught with cocaine and hookers and flees the scene of an accident, she should not be teaching. Probably.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the president. It's two people that throw down in an octagon for money.
I think the first time we ever did a podcast together, that's what I told you, is that we are not role models. I forget who it was that said it the best.
Barkley, Charles Barkley.
Was it Charles
Barkley? Like parents are role models. Yeah.
Not a role model.
Yeah.
It's true though. I mean, it's kind of fucked up, but it's true. You know, like,
but it is
look up to like a cop or like a it should be a cop. But
it is nice.
Who
though.
Do you look up to?
But
I don't
it
know.
Is, but it is nice though, man. When I go into wrestling practice on the first day, and I'm talking to my kids in middle school wrestling, and I'm like, hey guys, wrestling's a great sport. Some of the best UFC fighters are wrestlers, and then I say guys like Rashad Evans or I used to say John Jones. I used to say Rampage. I still say Rampage. And the kids' eyes light up, and they go,
Rampage
"Oh, wait, Rampage! Yeah, he
wait,
was.
Wait, we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Rampage was a wrestler. Yeah, you think he was a state champ of? But you say, I'm telling you, and I say this guy was a, and I say, Frankie Edgar was a wrestler, and you know, Brock Lesnar was a wrestler, and Cain Velasquez, and you know, John Dotson and Demetrius Johnson, and the eyes go up, and it's nice to have that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
It is nice to have that, and it's nice to not say, hey, you know, hey guys, it's the first day. You know, John Jones, the wrestler, and the kids go flying out of the fucking because they don't want to hit someone with the car.
Well, you know what they say: never meet your heroes.
Yeah,
you know, in this day and age, shit gets out so quick. You know, it's all over the internet before it's even over. You know,
right.
So it's those types of things are changing. You know, if we didn't know all this stuff about John, then you could say that, you know,
right, absolutely.
You could say that because all you could look at was just how he is in the media. You know, he's real respectable, humble, blah blah blah. If you didn't know all the backstory, you could say that, you know.
Yeah,
and you see his accomplishments and stuff like that, then the kids can have somebody to look up to. It's when you get really into who he is that you're like, oh, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It just is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm sure Muhammad Ali like probably fucked up and did some.
I think he had like I heard he had a bunch of different. I heard he cheated a lot. But
I would if I were him.
Hey, it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. If he was in social media days, he would have had pictures of him,
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
And you're like, oh no, don't be like Muhammad Ali, and then you know.
That's what I was thinking with OJ. Even with I was watching the OJ thing where they called the cops, I think 9 times with domestic violence before that happened. You know, if that was today, you know, maybe
would have had video pictures,
yeah,
all that. You know, it's you know, if there was no video of John like, you know, crashing into the pregnant lady and all that, you know, it's who knows?
I read last night. I was reading the paper today. Johnny Depp cut his finger open when he was fighting with Amber Heard, the one that accused him of beating him, and then wrote like, "You fucked Billy Bob Thornton." On like a painting with his blood and his finger, because I think he accused her of cheating with Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder how Billy feels about that.
Yeah. I remember, I thought you were going to say that's love.
That is love, actually. Yeah.
So oh, Rick damn. Story, Donald Cerrone. This is a fight. This is a
202.
That's on 202.
Oh, damn, they got a stacked card, huh?
Now, this fight is an interesting fight because, you know, right away when you hear this, you're like, oh, okay, you know, maybe Cerrone's going to win this. Come on, Donald Cerrone's been on a tear. But then you think Rick Story is 3-1 in his last 4 fights. He's beaten
a big dude.
Big one fights at 170.
Big dude.
And if you look at some of the guys he's fought, actually, he's fought in really good guys. I mean, he beat his last fight, he beat Tarek Safradin. You know, he's beaten a lot, Gunnar Nelson. I mean, he's beat not like he's fighting scrubs. I don't know. Cerrone's the favorite here because he did knock out Patrick Cote.
Yeah,
but how old is Patrick Cote?
Like I said, Rick Story's a vet. Rick Story's been around the block. You know, he's fought guys like Thiago Alves, who, especially back in that day in the heyday, that was right off the St. Pierre fight. Thiago was a fucking beast. You know, Thiago was 210 pounds, Muay Thai machine, and Rick Story went under, put his head underneath his chin, and got down and dirty with him. So. You know, I think he can do the same thing to
you think he's gonna
Cerrone.
Win?
I think he can squeeze out 2 rounds. He might lose the first. He might get boxed up on the outside, get kicked up. But I don't think Cerrone's got the power to put him away, and he'll be able to grind him.
Cerrone says also, I go in there with no. He has no game plan. He just adjusts there. He watches no videos.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like someone reminds him the day of the fight. Oh, yeah, you got a fight tonight.
Like I said, you got 3 guys. You got the fighter, the athlete, and the competitor, you know? He's a fighter.
So Rick's
if you can drag him into like a wrestling match, he's not going to win, though.
So I may pick Rick Story as my underdog here. Tim Maine's fighting Sabah Hamas. I don't know who that guy is. Cody Garbrandt is fighting Tagaya Mizugaki.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be a knockout.
Garbrandt's going to knock him out, right?
Yeah, you got to be able to have some power to get Cody to respect you, and I don't think Mizugaki has any power, and he's going to walk right through him.
Now, Cody said he really wants Dominic Cruz next. Cruz said he would love to beat up Uriah Faber's little, you know, minion. They're going back and forth. Cruz said that Cody has been concussed in a lot of his sparring. That's why he's pulled out of fights before. Yeah. And that he would be happy to knock out Cody Garbrandt. Who do you think wins that fight?
It's definitely not Cody's time. You know, he ain't got the experience. Or I think maybe he is trying to get in there, make the big money while he's still early. Because his chin isn't going to hold up. You know, I don't think he's championship level material. He ain't gonna really hold up too long. So he's got to make big money while he's still in the game before he goes, before he becomes the gatekeeper.
Even though he's 9-0, he's never lost.
Yeah, yeah, but that's, I mean, look at all the guys. One fight and you're done. You know.
Yeah, but he knocked out that one guy that was the guy from Brazil. Everyone was so high on him.
Yeah, Almeida. Cody's a good fighter. He's a great fighter, but right now is the time to strike while it's hot, but he doesn't have any experience or the wins to even match up with Cruz.
You think Cruz runs around him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it'll be easy. Cruz is too smart. He's too smart to get sucked into getting caught by Cody.
The fight on this card that I can't pick, this fight, I go back and forth, Neil Magny, Lorenz Larkin.
Oh, damn good fight. Damn good fight.
I mean, Neil Magny... He beat Hector Lombard, even though he was almost out. He beat Kelvin Gastelum, even though he lost the two rounds. He finds a way to win. But Lorenz Larkin is just so strange and so unorthodox.
Yeah, I think in a three-round fight, Lorenz should have no problem with him. If this was five rounds, then I would say Neil all day. In a three-round fight, I think Lorenz can keep him on the outside. Lorenz got hard kicks. He's good enough to survive that third round. You know, Neil is one of those guys, he gets better as the fight goes on. And I think he's going to catch his shine too late. It's going to be the third round. He's going to win the third round. But the first two, he's going to get boxed up. And, you know, he might get hurt in the second. But, yeah, I think in a three-round fight, I'm going Lorenz for sure.
Brandon Marcos, Courtney Casey. You know Courtney Casey? I don't know anything about her.
I don't really know her either. I know Randa, you know, she trains over in Michigan with my boy Darren. So, you know, Randa's going to take her down. I don't even know Courtney Casey, but Randa's going to take her down.
She's, you know, Mike Perry versus Hyung Gu Lim.
Yeah.
I don't know these guys mostly. Max
the UFC
Griffin.
has got this weird trend going on where they're putting guys on because the Lorenz and Neil is on the fight pass.
Yeah.
Prelims, you know, and they're underneath guys that are still in their first goddamn.
And so
Reebok
is Colby
tier,
Colby
you know?
Covington also on the fight pass.
Is he too?
Yeah, he's fighting Max Griffin on fight pass.
Man, that's a good fight too.
Who's Max Griffin?
I know Max Griffin. He's a tough guy. He's been up here. He's trained with us a couple times over at Drysdale's. That should be a damn good fight.
Really?
The kid can wrestle a little bit, you know. And that's Colby's game is wrestling. So you know, I'm looking forward to that one, but. You know, they got them underneath guys that are still in their first Reebok.
So
tier.
Stupid.
I don't get it.
It's weird. UFC, I mean, I don't know if, you know, if this sale is good or bad for the UFC as far as like that goes. I don't know how much.
Hopefully it'll be good. You know, I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. You know, they did the same to me. I was like the featured prelim on the fight pass or whatever. And, you know, I was sitting in the stands when people were still coming in, you know, like my fight was over. But, you know, it would be okay if only they release like how many, because we know how many people are watching TV, you know.
Right.
We know it's millions of people, you know. I have no idea how many people are even subscribed to Fight Pass, let alone watch my fight, you know.
I'll
so
tell you, the hardcore.
They could tell, they
the
could tell you at least.
The hardcores all watched it. The hardcores all watched it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But they're going to watch regardless. Yeah. It's the question is how many hardcore is it, you know? I don't know.
No, I think it's ridiculous. I think Colby, like last week, Cub Swanson was on Fight Pass. Yeah. And
they should have headlined the damn card.
Yeah, and I understand you want to get people to watch Fight Pass, and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, come on, guys. You know, put these guys in front of the most people possible. They've earned it. It's like this week, Bellator. Next week is putting Bubba Jenkins versus Georgie on their Bellator prelims on their streaming.
Yeah.
And you know who's going to watch that? I mean, I understand. I'll watch it because I know Bubba. Bubba's family will watch it. But Bubba Jenkins is a national champion. He's won three fights in a row.
They're trying to do the same thing. You know, I don't know if that's making them money or what. You know, I really don't know. I wish I did know. I wish they would tell me, you know. They sent me like a bunch of cards in the mail saying thank you for being on Fight Pass. I'm like, okay. All right. You know. Where's my money at? You know, I don't give a fuck about the. I don't even open up birthday cards for my grandma. You know, where's my money at? You know, if you're gonna put me on. Like I think Lawrence was saying the same thing. If you're gonna put us on Fight Pass when we definitely don't deserve it, there should be some kind of incentive. You know, there should be something. a reason, you know? I don't want to get in. I guess I'll stay away from it.
That is weird. Now, it also got announced that Tim Kennedy is going to fight Rashad Evans. That's the rumor. It's a good-ass fight. Man.
Fight. At 185 or 205?
It was at UFC 205. Are they going to fight at 185? That's a good question. I think at 185.
Rashad's going down, huh?
I think so,
after
yeah.
10 goddamn years of people telling him he should go now.
Yeah, it doesn't say... they're going to fight. It doesn't say when they're going to fight. I think it's at Madison Square Garden.
Be a good fight.
Yeah, I mean, dropping to middleweight. Yep.
Oh, he is dropping.
Yeah, I think that Rashad's one of those guys, man, that, like, I think he's going to win. He goes out and he loses. Like, he loses to Bader. And then I thought he was going to lose to Phil Davis, and he went out and just murdered Phil Davis. And Tim Kennedy has been very consistent, but he's on a 2-year layoff. Is his heart really in fighting? He probably wouldn't be in this fight if it wasn't, though. I don't know who wins that fight. They both have really good wrestling. I would say they both have good power. They're both a bit past their prime.
For me, it depends on which Rashad shows up. Rashad's one of those guys. He's like an emotional fighter. If his head ain't in the game, then he ain't gonna, you know. It's almost like he doesn't really care, you know, like... Sometimes,
yeah,
you know, it's like he goes in there and he's like, okay, let's go through the motions, you know, let's fight. Like that fight he had with which one was that? Rodrigo Nogueira.
Yeah,
he was just in there, you know. It wasn't really there, you know what I mean?
He's so in his head.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends on what Rashad shows up. I think his chin's still there, actually. I think he's still in his prime. I think he still beat a lot of good guys. I think he might have saw that Bisping had the comeback that he did and won the title, and Rashad beat the hell out of Bisping, you know? So
If he loses, I would say it's time to hang up.
Oh, absolutely. I said that after that last fight. It just doesn't look like his heart's in the game. His body's there. His mind's there. His body's there, you know, physically. Everything's there. His chin is still there. He ain't got no heart.
Now, CM Punk says he's never been more confident about anything. I think he's going to get murked. I think this dude he's fighting is really, really good, man. We don't know how good he is, but he looks damn pretty good. I just don't see how a guy with no wrestling... he took 2 years to train. 2 years at Rufus Sport. Have you trained with him? You're not telling me something. Well, you're laughing. What? What it tells? Come on, Kevin. Spill the beans.
I've been, you know, I go over to Rufus Sport a lot.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Duke Rufus t-shirt right now.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
No, come on. This is complete bullshit, man. All right.
That's all I can say.
Did you spar with
him? That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Okay. All right. Blink twice. Did you spar with him?
No. Absolutely not.
Did you roll with him?
Look, Duke is a very, very good trainer and a very smart guy. That's all I'll say about that.
Did you
Duke would not.
All right. Did you roll with him? Jiu-jitsu?
No.
Did you watch him train?
I've done that.
Okay.
Before.
All right.
Yeah,
so you,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. I haven't seen him train. I've seen him move around. Let me just.
So Mickey Gall's gonna kill him. Come on, this is...
Well, is it Greg Jackson that tells his fighters, no comment?
No comment?
No comment?
Yeah, yeah.
No comment. And asks about the John... No,
right.
No comment.
So, Brian, if you don't know, because Brian doesn't really follow this, CM Punk is he was a professional wrestler,
yeah.
Really good wrestler, decides, I'm going to be a pro fighter,
yeah.
Then he gets back surgery and this surgery, has not fought yet.
Mm-hmm. No
supposedly,
comment.
he went 1-18 in sparring sessions, one win, 18 losses.
Wow.
Against guys who were not in the UFC or RFA or even Invicta.
In pro.
Yeah, or even pros.
Yeah.
So it was like an open mic sparring. You could just sign up and go in there. But now he's fighting this guy, Mickey Gall, who I've seen fight. This tough kid from New Jersey who's got everything to win. But this doesn't bother you, Kevin, that they're doing a road to Punk?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely it bothers me.
So they're doing a whole special on him?
Oh, yeah. They give him the whole countdown. He's got a fucking documentary about it. I mean, what can you say? I don't know. I don't know what more I can say that people don't already know or they don't already say. You know, the hardcore fans know. For sure, they know. They're gonna if they don't know, they're gonna know if they watch the show.
Yeah,
you know.
But if he lasts more than one round, I will be shocked. However, it's a fight. You know, look, he's a performer. He has performed in front of millions and millions of people. Granted, it was a WWE. But he can
jump off the top of the cage, I see him doing good.
You think he's going to get killed? He's going to get murked.
I am not saying that.
But, I mean, if this guy had any wrestling background, any boxing background, any grappling background, I would say he's got a chance.
Yeah.
If he was a collegiate, if he was a Division III wrestler, I would say he's got a chance. But he wasn't. But at the same time, according to Bilal Muhammad, he is a beast in the gym, and he beats up on Ben Askren in wrestling, and he beats up on Sergio Pettis. He holds his own against Pettis and Askren, according to Bilal Muhammad.
Against Sergio?
Yeah. No, against Anthony Pettis. Anthony. Holds his own against Anthony.
Oh, okay. Now, that's fucking ridiculous. I thought he was going to say against Sergio, and then I was like, wow, no. Somebody fucking is talking bad about Sergio.
No, Bilal Muhammad. Bilal, you know Bilal?
Yeah.
He said, and you think he's just lying? You think he's just fucking with us?
No comment. I don't know.
Okay.
But I will say, I rode with Ben Askren, and Ben Askren is one of the best wrestlers that I've ever fucking rode with.
Did you hold your own against
him? It takes years and years and years and years and years to get good.
Yeah.
At just wrestling. If you just wanted to be a wrestler, it's going to take you 6-7 years of hard fucking work to get good at it.
Yeah.
And we talking about trying to be at a pro level. He's going to need...
I think it's a mistake. I don't understand why they signed him. It's like the Lakers wouldn't just let Hulk Hogan play center. You know,
I will say this: it is going to be good. Maybe then I can go out like a little bit more because you know you got some of these guys that think they see it on TV. It looks easy. You know,
no one thinks that.
No, how's that look easy?
Nobody thinks that.
You get some retards.
So retarded.
And then they're like, oh, I could do that. You know,
so this is why we're doing this. This is why we're giving him a road to the octagon to prove to those guys that this is hard.
That's a good idea, actually. So talking shit, yeah.
I guess Deontay Wilder, he did that with some kid, right? He beat the hell out of him in the gym.
That moron that goes from gym to gym, that guy.
This is that. Times, you know.
Yeah, but that guy has like special needs. There's something wrong with that guy. That guy, he goes to like the Mayweather gym. He fought Mayweather's father or something. Yeah.
And the undefeated heavyweight champ of the world.
Yeah.
Beat the fuck out of him.
And that was almost bullying by Wilder.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's 33-0 with 33 KOs or something ridiculous like that. He's fucking 6'5", scary black dude.
By the way, I put money on Chris Arreola. I thought Arreola had a shot. I still think that Wilder is beatable in boxing just because he started late.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He does a lot of things that
he gets
like
hit a lot. He's not a very good boxer. He's got fucking crazy power.
I even think that what's name might beat him. Would beat him the guy who the champion of the world.
Tyson.
I think Tyson Fury might beat him. Just based on boxing skills.
Any smart boxer should beat him.
But John power. Dodson is now fighting John Lineker. That is going to be a good fight.
Are they fighting in the main event?
In Portland, UFC Portland.
That's what I saw. Yeah. So they bumped down Will Brooks?
Probably. Oh, you and Will have a feud, right? What's up with you and black fighters? You're always getting the fight with black fighters. What happened with you and Will?
I said this before the fight. I'll say it again afterwards. Will has the fucking worst management, or I don't know if he's a shitty dude. I don't know if he's pissed off the wrong people. His fucking career is horrible. Compared to his level of talent, the guy can fucking fight. I want to fight him. I wanted to fight him in Chicago.
He beat Chandler twice.
I wanted to fight him in Chicago. You know, he's a top five fighter to me.
You think you could beat him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I match up really well with him. That's why I wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested now because he's like, I don't really see anything to gain from it.
Who's he fighting now?
He's been fighting, he was supposed to fight... They were supposed to fight in that main event, I thought.
UFC Portland?
Yeah, see who was supposed to fight. But anyway, he had to take a short notice debut to get into the UFC. They didn't even put him on the fucking Chicago card. The kid's from Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
He's damn near... he's an undefeated champion at 155. That's hard to do. The kid's like 20-1. And
Yeah,
he's
no.
stuck on the prelims
he,
and shit.
He pisses off a lot of people. He is a good fighter, though. You're right.
Yeah, but he's got horrible management, whatever it is. I tried to help him out. I'm trying to I did that for him. I want to fight him for him. I'm trying to help him out. You know, he's got kids and a wife to take care of. I'm trying to make him some money. He's just too dumb to realize that or too dumb to see it. I'm like, bro, come on. Like, let's get the ball rolling here.
He was he's funny, though. When he gets, like, money. Lonely or drunk on, like, Twitter, though, it's, like, the funniest thing ever. He started going off on, like, on everything.
You Does know? He really?
Yeah.
He's drunk. And,
something happened. And then other fighters are like, Will, stop tweeting. Like walk away from your computer, please.
Yeah, like, something's up with the dude. I don't know what it is, but something's up with
him. He's a little off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even interested in that fight right now. You know.
He's a good fighter, though. I had money on him beating Pearson. I knew he was going to beat Russ Pearson.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, for sure. He did that fight right, but, I mean, he's a good fighter. It just doesn't make any sense.
So
he beat the man who beat the man, you know? He beat Chandler who beat Alvarez, you know? So you would think he would have had some pull, some leverage, and this dude's fighting on the prelims underneath John Dodson and
I know.
Lineker.
Yeah, so Dodson, Lineker. I think Dodson can win that fight. He's just got to stay away from Lineker's power. I mean, Lineker could knock out, I think, heavyweights. I mean, the dude hits so hard.
That's a damn good fight, though. That's a damn good fight. They're going to throw down. They're going to bang. So, yeah, I think Dodson. I think Dodson's got a little more tools in the box. And Lineker's so emotional when he fights. Dodson's got enough experience to...
My only fear is that Dodson sometimes, like, I wouldn't say he likes getting hit, but he just doesn't... He's like, all right, cool, I'll get hit. And then he starts smiling and laughing and, like...
But Lineker does the same thing, you know? Lineker will stick his fucking chin out and want you to hit him so he can dig to the body, you know? So it should be interesting. If Lineker is okay with being hit by John Dodson, though, or the other way around, then it's going to be a short night for either one of them.
Now, UFC Fight Night, which is next week, August 27th, it's Anthony Pettis versus Oliveira. It's a good fight.
Are they headlining that card?
Headline is Maia versus Condit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which could be the most boring fight in the history of fighting. But Damian Maia, man.
And Carlos Condit, you're not a fan of Carlos Condit?
I love Carlos Condit, but Maia always sucks you into a boring fight.
Yeah, true.
But he's effective, though. I mean, he's really effective. He's an effective fighter. I think at 170, I think the UFC does not want him to be the champion because they know he did not sell any tickets. But I think that
he's going to do the Ben Askren route, you know, be champ and... you know, they're going to let him go to one.
But he could beat anybody, though. I mean, absolutely, Maia. Yeah. His jiu-jitsu is just different level.
Yeah. I mean, I think hands down, he's the best jiu-jitsu that there is in MMA. I think he beats out Jacare for, as far as pure jiu-jitsu, you know, Jacare is probably better. But as far as jiu-jitsu in MMA, I think there's no doubt that Maia is the best at it.
And at 170, it's just like, but everybody that I know that I talked to was like, hey, would you want to fight Maia? Like, hell no. There's no money in that fight. No. And you got to, you know, like.
Hell no. Fuck no. Why? You know, fight somebody else. Make a little bit more money and you know, have a better fight, too.
Will Brooks is fighting Alex Oliveira.
Oh, hey, yeah. I mean.
Cowboy.
Coming down from 170, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought they were supposed to headline that card, but again, he's got horrible management, whatever it is. A guy like Gilbert Melendez comes into the UFC and gets a title shot right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Alvarez.
Title shot.
Came in. I mean, he was supposed to have the title shot if he would have beat Cerrone. But when they fought Cerrone, they were on the top of UFC 178. They were above Conor McGregor, you know? In that fight card,
even Ben Askren goes to 1FC and gets
a hundred
on 100,000 a fight or something, some kind of ridiculous number.
And this dude's fighting for 20-20, whatever it is. You know, I don't know. I'm not interested in that fight. You know, we talked about this on I did MMA Junkie the other day, and they talked about it, and I'm like, I'm not even interested. He doesn't do anything for me, you know. So
that's that.
If Will Brooks wants to fight, he knows where to find me. I'm no longer seeking him out.
All right,
let's say that.
Also on that card, Paige VanZant versus Rowdy Beck. Yeah, now, do you still think Paige is a six? I remember.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think she's hot?
She knocked down to like a 5.5 after getting her ass whipped.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
At least I thought she was tough.
Come on.
At least I thought she is tough, but at least I thought she could fight.
But you think you don't think she's like? I mean, she's a hot, pretty girl. The thick.
She's just too young.
Yeah, she is young. For she me, is you young
know?
Looking.
I just not into the, like the 16-year-old. You know, people are saying like we was watching the Olympics the other day, and you know all the girls on there are like 20, but they look like they're 12 years old. You know
that little black gymnast though. Her thighs are bigger than my head.
Yeah, I mean,
that,
yeah,
that girl. What's her name? The one who won like 4 gold medals.
Simone.
Oh man, yeah, that girl Simone, is so strong looking.
But she's also 4 foot. One or something like that, you know, like
very good point.
And is 11 years old. Or
no, she's 19. Is she 19?
She looks 11.
Oh, she said that. I think she's 19. She says she has a crush on. She likes that one guy.
Yeah, to me, Paige looks 16. I you know, this just it does nothing.
Who do you think wins, Rowdy Beck or Paige?
I haven't seen Beck fight too many times, to be honest with
you. She punches pretty hard.
I know she's gritty. I know she's
scrapper.
Tough. I think that, but I know she can't wrestle, and that's Paige's thing. I think Paige might be able to out-wrestle her and keep taking her down, maybe. I don't know.
You got Charles Oliveira or Pettis?
I'm not too interested. Pettis should have no problem. You know, let's be honest. Pettis should have no problem. Charles is that that old-school Muay Thai, likes to get hit a lot. You know, he's very predictable, fights the same every time. As long as you just don't put him on the ground. He's one of those guys you don't even want to take down. Just keep whooping his ass on the feet. And Pettis should have no problem with him.
Jim Miller, Joe Lozon. That's a scrap right there. That's an old school scrap. I think Lozon wins that.
You see Lozon? I might give it to...
He looked great against... Jim Miller lost to Diego.
Jim Miller won the
first one.
He won
his last
one,
fight.
Didn't he? When they first fought.
Did he?
Yeah, I think they won. They fought on the undercard of... Dos Santos and Velasquez the third time.
Oh wow!
And I think he won that one, but yeah, I'm going Joe with that one. I don't really care. They both. I don't see why they're having them fight each other. I guess it's gonna make for an interesting fight, but they really should be using them to build up other names. You know, why have them fight each other? I don't know. It's like a fight that doesn't really matter. You know. They're both done. They're both done. They're both as done as you
can. Yeah, but they still have a right. I mean, they're still
they
fun.
I guess, but, you know.
They'll beat a lot of guys.
Open up a retirement league, you know. go to Bellator with that shit. We don't want to see that. You know, go to Bellator. We'll have all the 50-year-olds fight the other 50 fucking year olds. And we'll have a good time. They'll put on good fights.
You're hilarious, man.
These are
guys you looked up to growing up.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my whole point. Yeah. So why have them fight each other? I really don't know. I don't know who they should be fighting.
You want them to fight young guys and just fucking run through them?
Yes, I do. Since you asked, yes, I do.
I don't know. I find that sad.
It doesn't do anything. I mean,
yeah.
It's a fight that does not matter. Does it matter if Joe beats Miller? Does it matter if Miller beats Joe? Let's be honest here. It's a fun fight, but it's like Brock Lesnar and Mark Hunt.
What's the point?
Nobody gives... It doesn't matter, you know?
It sells tickets. And Sam Alvey's fighting Kevin Casey.
Alvey's the
redhead guy is smiling all the time.
He hits hard, though.
Yeah.
Alvey does.
You think he beats Kevin Casey?
Yeah. I think everybody beats Kevin Casey at this
what?
Point. So
everybody? What? Well,
I'm just being honest.
He's a Gracie black belt. He hits hard.
Am I thinking about the same Kevin Casey?
The guy he has the rap song out with Spencer Pratt.
I'm not thinking about the seven
black
Kevin
guy.
Casey.
He was on The Ultimate Fighter.
He's from Black House, right?
Yeah.
No, he's horrible. Yeah, he's horrible. Yeah, if I'm thinking about the same person, he's horrible. Yeah, I think everybody beats him, especially Sam Alvey. Sam Alvey hits too hard. So, yeah.
All right, and then in Germany the next week we got Arlovsky versus Barnett. Is this another fight that you don't think it should matter? Andre Arlovsky, Josh Barnett.
I like these guys. But...
No heavyweight fight matters.
Let's
be honest. No heavyweight fight matters.
Cain Velasquez.
They don't matter.
Verdum fighting Travis Brown.
Don't give a shit who wins that fight. I mean, personally.
What about Stipe?
I think most hardcore fans would agree with me. Unless they're like top five heavyweights, you know, yeah, those fights matter. But these guys that keep fighting the same people. I feel like I've seen this fight. Is it? Who did you say it was?
Arlovsky versus Josh Barnett.
I mean,
the dudes both been through like 4 or 5 careers now.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm so done with that's caring true. About them, you know? Barnett's been fighting since what?
1999? 1919.
Yeah. Like, he's old. You know how old I was in 1999?
Yeah, yeah. He was on the undercard of David versus Goliath. But so he's fighting. Alexander Gustafsson is fighting Blachowicz. I don't know who that is. You know who Blachowicz is?
Nah, but hopefully he does good.
Ryan Bader is
205 needs somebody, please.
Ryan Bader is fighting Ayer Latifi. You know who those guys are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I hope it's going to be a horrible fight.
Why?
It's going to be boring as all hell. Ayer Latifi is boring as all hell. Ryan Bader has been boring as all hell. So
I'll tell you what fight I'm looking forward to.
I guess you can do two negatives. Might make a positive.
Jermaine Durandamé. I love her. Oh, yeah, she's like fighting her. Ashley Evans-Smith.
She's a damn... She's going to smoke her.
Really?
I think she's one of the girls that's really underrated that they should really throw some star power behind. Stop with the fucking Paige VanZant.
But Ashley Evans has better wrestling.
It's going to be a damn good fight. It's going to be a much better fight than... Who'd you say Paige was fighting?
Paige versus Rowdy Beck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a much better fight than that. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. That should be a good fight. I like Jermaine's got some heavy hands. You're right. She's heavy hands.
She's a beast, too.
And then UFC 203 after that. The next 6 weeks, every week there's a UFC event.
Yes, sir.
Every single week. Miocic versus Overeem.
It's a good time to be a fan, huh?
Overeem Miocic?
I like Miocic a lot. Miocic's a good friend of mine. I feel like there's a buck coming. No, I don't think he's going to. Again, it's heavyweight, so it's hard to really. I don't put money on heavyweight fights. I've been stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Miocic is the complete package. He should stand no chance with him. But you talking about Alistair Overeem.
Yeah.
You know.
But we're talking about a
couple of those knees. It depends on how the fight goes.
We're talking about off the juice. It's an off the juice Overeem, though.
Good point. But Overeem still really dangerous on the inside. So yeah. if it goes to the inside fighting, you know, Miocic just got to do his thing and do it right. So.
And Travis Brown Verdum, you don't care?
I really don't care. I'm like so, you know.
Uriah,
I don't know why. I just don't really. They don't do anything for me. I thought Verdum was a horrible champion. I think the UFC is happy that he's not champion anymore.
Probably, yeah.
You know,
Uriah Faber versus Jimmy Rivera.
I don't want to ever see him fight again. Really,
Uriah Faber versus Jimmy Rivera. Jimmy Rivera is 18-1. Fought in Bellator. Fought in everything.
Oh, hopefully he does good.
He's finally getting his shot. He's lost one. He's lost his second fight ever by split decision. He's won 18 fights in a row.
Oh damn. Okay. Well, hopefully he does. I haven't seen him fight before, but hopefully he beats Uriah Faber because they need to.
Jessica Andrade versus Calderwood.
Which one?
Jessica Andrade versus Joanna Calderwood. Andrade looked like a beast her last fight. She destroyed Jessica Penny.
That's a good fight, too. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put money on it, though.
Jessica Ai versus Betch Kahea.
Jessica, I'm done with both of them. I don't know why. I'm done with both of them.
He's done with everybody.
They're both horrible fighters.
No, they're not. Jessica Ai's my girl. She's got a great ass. No, but she's a good fighter, too. She's a good fighter.
Yeah, but she doesn't show up to fight, you know.
Sometimes.
She might look good on hitting pads and, you know, look real smooth, can throw hard kicks. But when she
look good against Leslie Smith. Leslie Smith, she looked good against Leslie.
Yeah, but Leslie Smith's horrible.
No,
too.
She's not horrible. That's my girl. She's doing comedy Friday night with me. I love Leslie.
Sorry,
Smith.
I'm sorry.
All right, okay.
I'm sorry. I know you know these people, but
Nick Lenz versus Tasumanov.
She's bad. No, she can't fight. Jessica Ai, she can fight, but she won't fight. That's her problem. So,
Nick Lenz versus Tasumanov.
Yeah, I don't know. Nick Lenz, but I don't know.
Ian McCall versus Ray Borg. That's a good fight right there.
That's a damn good fight.
And then Poirier versus Johnson. Two guys close to you. Dustin Poirier versus Michael Johnson. Who wins that fight?
They so similar. They kind of almost have the same fighting style, too. Poirier might hit a little bit harder, I think. Johnson's a little bit faster. I'm going to go with Poirier. I got to go with Poirier. I don't know. He's looked good. He's hit hard these last couple fights.
He looked great his last fight. He looked great against the Irish kid.
Michael Johnson, all you got to do is just take his confidence away from him, and he fucking melts like a, you know, he's, he, you know, he,
like
he's
the,
so mental. He's a good fighter, but he's got
damn near 10 losses or something like
that. It's like the Black Zillions. A lot of those guys have that same problem. Yeah, you take away their confidence.
Yeah, you take away that juice, too. That's what gives that extra, that liquid courage, you know? you take that away, it's all bad.
Evan Dunham versus Abel Trujillo?
Evan's going to kill him.
Really?
Yeah, I sparred with Evan this morning. That's where I came from before I came here.
You think he's going to kill him against Abel?
Oh, it should be no problem. Abel's going to swing hard. Abel's going to get tired. Evan's one of the best grapplers that I've rolled with. Evan should have no problem on the ground.
And then Cyborg versus Lena Landsberg.
Sacrificial lamb. They don't even have the she's blacked out on the this is the UFC's way of saying don't even bother remembering this girl's face or name.
That's messed up.
Because it's gonna be rearranged during the fight. She's gonna get her face beat in. What can you say? I mean, I hope they pay her good. I hope she has good management. I hope she gets paid good. I said the same thing about Leslie Smith. Why the fuck did she take that fight? I hope that they pay her big money. Yeah. You would have to pay me millions of dollars if I was Leslie Smith, having to go down to fucking Brazil and fight Cyborg. Fight in Brazil, too?
In Brazil, yeah.
This fight's in Brazil.
In Brazil.
I hope she makes money. I wish her the best of luck. I'll pray for her every night. I'm getting down on my hands and knees right now.
This is one of my favorite podcasts we've ever had, guys. Just so you know, we are on Tip of Fighter. So is Kevin Lee on Tip of Fighter. Kevin, who are you fighting next? Do you have an opponent?
I don't, but I'm pushing for the Sage fight.
Has the UFC given you a list of names?
No, not yet. You know how they do. I probably won't end up fighting until like November, December. You know, I'm gonna get this. You know, I'm still training every day, but you know, I'm eating good too.
Is your brother a fighter too?
Oh yeah, he's making his pro debut coming up in November.
What's his name?
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee.
Yeah, he's
pro debut.
5-0 as an amateur.
Damn.
You know, damn good wrestler.
Who do you wrestle for?
He's fighting at 125.
A college wrestler?
Be a beast. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's 19 years old. So
19 years old.
You know,
okay.
He wrestled one semester at college, and then we go on MMA with him.
So, nice.
You know, he trains with me every day.
So his pro debut is when? September what?
November 4th.
Where?
Is his pro debut. In TKO, up in Canada, it'll be.
Nice. So, where in Canada?
It's not signed yet, but it's up in Montreal.
So, nice.
Yeah, it'll be a debut.
Now, does he have a Twitter account?
Do you?
Instagram.
You can make a Twitter account.
Dude, what kind of?
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, he's.
He haven't you heard about the promotion?
He got to get a nickname. You know, nobody's given him a nickname yet. I haven't thought of anything good. If you know a good nickname, tweet me for my little brother here.
So 5-0, 5 stoppages, 5-0 for all.
4 stoppages. One decision. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, man. Good luck. Good luck, Keith Lee. All right. Well, listen, that is our podcast today. We're on Tip of Fighter. I'm going to be in Vegas all week at the Stratosphere Hotel, 8 o'clock every night, the tonight through Sunday. Kevin Lee, follow him at Motown Phenom.
Yo,
he's one of my favorite fighters. Oh, you 9-2 now?
I'm 12-2.
12-2.
12-2. You better
12-2.
Adam.
12-2. 12-2, man. 12-2. His brother's a fighter. The whole family's a bunch of fighters. Beastman, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. B Swine on Twitter and Brian Swinehart on Facebook.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for doing this. This should be a lot of fun. Take care, guys.